in the middle of Simin Samach, and we were discussing Sif Dalet, the topic of mitzvos tzrichos kavana or mitzvos ein tzrichos kavana. So the Mechaber said that we pass in mitzvos tzrichos kavana, and he already discussed in Mishabur Sif Katan Zion that two types of kavana. Number one, a person is supposed to have kavana that what he's doing is a mitzvah, and he wants to be yotzei with what he's doing. And number two, he has to have kavana. There is an additional area of kavanas for that specific mitzvah, especially if it's a mitzvah that depends on saying words. You should have kavana for the words that you're saying, and maybe even for the special meanings of the words, as you know, depending on what your abilities are, how much kavana it's possible for you to have. But really, when we talk about mitzvah tzrichas kavana, it's only kavana l'shem mitzvah. And we paskin that you're chayev to have kavana l'shem mitzvah, and therefore, if you have a suffik, whether or not you had kavana, you have to go back and repeat the mitzvah. Now, there's some exceptions to this. The Bir Halacha in Divrei Maskil Yesh Omrim writes in the middle of a lengthy piece over here, he writes that this is talking about normal mitzvahs. But what about a mitzvah that's tolei be'achila? We're coming around Pesach time now, so let's say the mitzvah of eating a kezayis of matzah, eating the carbon Pesach, perhaps, although others disagree, but perhaps eating the first kezayis in the sukkah. So we're going to point out in Hilchos Pesach and Siman Tafayin, hey, Sif Dalet, that b'dieved your yotzei, even if you didn't have kavana. This is based on the Shita of the Ran, that the Kesef Mishnah thinks also is the Shita of the Rambam, that when you get hana from the mitzvah that you're doing, So then you don't have to have kavana b'di'evit. Even if you didn't have kavana, as long as you ate it and you got hana from the eating, that is good enough to be considered kavana. So if you ate matzah, not having kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah achilas matzah, or you ate in the sukkah, not having kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, you're still yotzei according to that. However, sukkah could be an exception to the rule. Sukkah, like tefillin and tzitzis, has a special kavana that might be associated with it, so that could be different. And then he throws in a very important chumrah that the Mishnah Berurah has, which we should all take note of, which is, if a person gets up to go get an aliyah, or to go daven for the amid, or something like that, and he's in a rush, and he just throws on a talus. So he's putting on the talus of the kohol, and he's not having in mind to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. So says the Mishnah Berurah, he is memela violating the mitzvah's asay of putting on a dalet kanfos without wearing tzitzis. Because when you don't have kavana for the tzitzis themselves, and you're not having kavana l'shem mitzvah, number one, tzitzis might need special kavana of l'man tizguru. You should remember all the mitzvahs. Number two, tzitzis, you're not having kavana stam l'shem mitzvah, and therefore it's like the tzitzis don't count. And thus, a person has to be extra careful when putting on a talus, when he goes up to get an aliyah, that he should have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. Otherwise, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's like wearing a beged dalet kanfos without tzitzis, which is a bitul asay biyadayim, which is like a los asay. Okay, going further in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, we paskin mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So Siv Katan Yud, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham B'Shem the Radvaz, that this is only by mitzvos de'oraisa. We only paskin mitzvahs tzrichas kavana by mitzvahs d'oraisa, but by mitzvahs d'rabbanan we paskin mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. So, for example, eating is a bad example, but let's say Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim on the first night. So you have in mind, not stam, you're having an interesting Torah Dika discussion at the Seder. You have to have in mind, I'm going to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But let's say you didn't have it in mind. Everybody just started the Seder, and you're like, oh, here we are at the Seder. But not having in mind dafka to be mekayim the mitzvah, your kids started asking interesting questions and you wanted to answer them, so you're just schmoozing. So therefore, you're not mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But on the second night, if you did the exact same thing, since the second seder is only midrabanan, you would be yotzei the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim under those circumstances. That's the psak of the Magen Avraham. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is not the generally accepted opinion. He quotes the Bir Agra, that definitely we don't differentiate between d'oraisas and d'rabanans. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to agree with that. He says, therefore, it's not considered the Iker opinion lahalacha, and we need kavana even from mitzvahs d'oraisa. Okay, sif hey. If you don't have kavana during the first pasuk of Shema, then you are not yotzei the mitzvah. And again, this is not the same kavana as we were talking about. This is kavana for the words of the Shema, which is specific to this mitzvah. It's not a general kavana. Oh, then saying Kriya Shema, which is a mitzvah. But for the rest, if you didn't have kavana, meaning for the pirush of the words, not that you're doing a mitzvah. Afilu hayakarev haTorah umagiyah haparshas ha'ela ba'onas kriyishma yatsa. Even if you were just reading psukim from the Torah, or you were fixing the Torah, but you were mouthing the words, you're still yotze. But who should keep and leave a pasuk rishon? But again, you have to have kavana for the first pasuk, which again is the pirush of the words, not simply to have kavana for the mitzvah itself.